everybody, and welcome to our radio podcast. I'm Jana, reporting from Croatia within Erasmus Plus project European Active Citizenship. Today, we're talking about the poverty of children. The economic crisis, which has struck the whole world, has hit the most vulnerable ones most, and these are the children. In this radio podcast, we will be talking about this problem with a representative of the charity called the Portal of Goodness, Mrs. Petra Mikic, and with the Croatian Ombudsman for Children, Mrs. Ivana Milas-Klarić. The Portal of Goodness organizes different initiatives to provide free meals to children in primary schools all around Croatia. They still don't know the exact number of the meals provided because people who wanted to help called the schools themselves and donated money for the meals. However, the number of the children in need is still increasing, so the problem is definitely not solved yet. This year, the number of those children is 23,000.
Torch burning, I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train, never going back. Long way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Our reporter Bruno Kovacic talked to Petra Mikic and found out more about the initiatives of the Portal of Goodness.
What's the initiative Let No Child in Croatia Be Hungry and why did you initiate it?
Humanitarna akcija da ni jedno dijete u Hrvatskoj ne bude gladno pokrenuta je 2014. godine nakon natpisa u novinama o gladnoj djeci, kako djeca kradu užinu drugoj djeci, odnosno jednog dječaka koji je svoju učiteljicu zamolio za hranu.
The initiative was founded in 2014 after an article in the newspapers about children stealing each other's meals in schools. We asked the principal if the incident was true and how school meals work in schools.
Trećina djece gotovo nema za školski obrok, odnosno roditelji nisu u mogućnosti platiti.
We received the information that one third of pupils in every school had no money for their meals. During 2014 and at the beginning of 2015, we collected money for around 1,000 students.
Do kraja školske godine.
Where do your funds come from and were they an issue?
Sredstva za akciju prikupljali smo preko Indiegogo kampanje i direktnim uplatama na naš žiro račun udruge.
We collected payments through companies and received payments directly onto our bank account. We made sure that people knew where that money exactly went.
Koju poruku šaljemo ljudima i da svi znaju gdje je novac završio.
How did you select the schools which needed help?
Krenuli smo od najsiromašnijih županija, znači gdje su...
We started from the poorest districts where the development rate is under 75%. Some schools contacted us themselves.
How did the citizens respond to the initiative and is it still in progress?
Naše hrvatsko društvo reagiralo jako dobro na akciju, isključivo zbog toga što to je hrvatska stvarnost.
The whole Croatian society responded very well to our initiative because that's the Croatian reality. The initiative is still in progress. The results are extremely positive because this is the first attempt at a systematic solution to this problem.
Nije riješen do kraja. Hrvatskoj postoji 2050 osnovnih škola.
There are 2,500 elementary schools in Croatia and only 1,200 of them have organized meals for their pupils. This is the problem which the society has to solve.
Imamo obavezu da riješimo to osnovno dječje pravo.
And now it's time for a commercial break.
Breaking news. For the first time in history, a car has hit 100 kilometers per hour. The record was broken by a pure electric car named the Never Satisfied. It was driven by a Belgian man named the Red Devil.
Honey, you seem absent. Is something wrong?
What? Oh no, I'm fine. I just can't decide if I want a diesel or a hybrid.
Why don't we get a completely electric car?
Oh, you're right. Electric cars have much more range now, and charging points are all around. Also, they're much cheaper to run.
Exactly!
Well then, that's it. We're getting an electric car.
Yes, yes, yes!
The Ombudsman for Children, Ivana Milas Klarić, encounters the problem of child poverty every day.
Siromaštvo djece u Hrvatskoj jeste dosta veliki problem. Ja uvijek volim reći kako djeca nisu izolirana u društvu.
Child poverty is still a big problem. Since children are not independent people who earn money by working, child poverty automatically means poverty of their parents too.
Siromaštvo i njihovih roditelja, odnosno cijelih obitelji, pa tako i djece. Ono se očituje na različite druge načine.
For example, they have issues financing transportation or going to their dream school.
Sustav srednjoškolskog obrazovanja ispadaju iz tog sustava, tako kažem, upravo i zbog razloga siromaštva, zbog razloga što ne mogu priuštiti zapravo odlazak u željenu školu. Ali ja bih rekla zapravo siromaštvo utječe na sva ljudska prava i na sva prava djece.
Poverty in general plays an important role when talking about human rights. That leads to the issue of poverty of the whole country, especially if that's a country of a low economic standing, like Croatia.
Relativno slabo ekonomski stojeća država. Država je dužna osmisliti zapravo kako ekonomski bolje stati.
However, the government is obligated to do more than it already does and figure out a way to improve the economy of our country.
Ako govorimo o radu civilnog društva, rad civilnog društva je izrazito koristan u svakom društvu i svakoj državi i najbogatije države imaju dosta jako organizirano civilno društvo.
On the other hand, our civil society is doing as much as they can to solve that problem by organizing charity funds and starting initiatives, but solving that problem is still the job of our government.
Dogoditi da u jednom društvu udruge civilnog društva preuzmu ulogu države i da se država zapravo počne oslanjati primarno na rad udruga.
We hope that our podcast has made you aware of the fact how economic crisis and poverty can affect the lives of ordinary children. It is not necessary to wait for the governments to take steps. Sometimes non-government organizations, with the help of active citizens, can do much more. Thank you all for listening to us and goodbye for today in the name of the whole team who released this program. Jana Šafar, Marta Čagalj, Bruno Kovačić, Mija Matajić, Ana Mihajla Velički, Karla Škrlec, Bruna Božičković, Julija Sliško, Vid Opačić, Mija Šverer and our teachers Mrs. Dvorščak, Tardelli, Kilman and Mr. Letica. Our special thanks go to non-government organization Vang who helped us release this podcast.
She calls out to the man on the street.